There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
Dissolves ego. Attachment feeds it. Love is silence and stillness. Attachment is noise of gain and loss. Love sets them free to grow. Attachment binds them and wants to control. Love prompts courage and sacrifice. Attachment breeds fear and hatred. Love helps us to be objective. Attachment clouds our judgment. Love is desireless. Attachment is craving. Love accepts what is loved as it is. Attachment doesn't accept, it wants to improve. Love encourages peace. Attachment breeds conflict and fear. Love is cooperation. Attachment is exploitation. Love brings together in oneness. Attachment divides in otherness. Love is giving. Attachment is taking. Somebody says that attachment is the big fabricator of illusion. With attachment, one cannot attain truth. Truth can only be attained in that stage of non-attachment. If you study all the scriptures and the English translation of all the scriptures, so they have not used the word detachment. They have used the word non-attachment. The impression with negative word is always more. One is to say that I want to get detached. Another is non-attached. So, there's a huge difference as we saw. Love is about giving up ownership. Attachment is possessive. Attachment has got holding nature. The more the attachment, the more is pain and suffering. It is not possible that there is attachment and pain and suffering will not come. Pain and suffering is the natural aftermath of attachment. Pain and suffering are the children of attachment. They play in the lap of attachment. So we have been told time and again in Murlis. Baba says, no thread of attachment should tie you to this world. And the last chapter is same. destruction of all attachments. And you become Swarup. You become embodiment of remembrance. The remembrance penetrates you deep within. And we have often heard the story of this man, Mohajit Raja, the man, the king who conquered attachment. There are various versions of this story which are available. There was a king who was named Mohajit. This is one version of the story. There are other versions as well. So he wanted to seek, this prince wanted to seek the truth. He goes in the forest and meets a sage. The prince says, I want to get initiated. The sage says, I can initiate you only and only if you have conquered all the attachments. Without that, you are not eligible to become my disciple. The prince says, attachment. It's not that I have not conquered, but in my kingdom, each one of them have conquered attachment. Everyone who is present in my kingdom has conquered attachment. The sage, the sadhu says, I am staying in this jungle. I am doing my sadhana, my tapasya, and yet I have not conquered attachment. How is it possible that those people who are living in the city with all the temptations have conquered attachment? It's not possible. The prince says, you can test. Pat comes the answer, of course I will. The sage tells to prince, give me your clothes, I'll give you another cloth. He takes those clothes and dips them in red color and starts running towards the kingdom shouting, listen, listen, oh everyone, hearken. Your prince has died, a ferocious animal has killed him. The subjects who were there, this is, why are you shouting? He has died. It's fine. We have his another brother. He can become king. So the sage concludes that probably these people did not like that younger prince. So he says, okay, don't worry. Again he shouts and goes to the gate of the palace, and there is a maid who is there. He tells, oh maid, go and inform king that his son has died. The maid says, why are you shouting unnecessarily? For such a small thing, should I disturb the routine of my queen? He has died, no? It's fine. He has got another brother and another sister also is there. So the sage concludes, this maid probably did not like that prince. So he rushes to the sister and tells the sister of the prince, your brother has died. Look at his clothes, they are bloodstained. Sister says, oh, my brother has died. That's fine, I have another brother. He goes to other brother. He says, have you heard your brother has died? He says, fine, then I'll take the responsibility of king. He has to die one day, even I will die one day. The sage thinks this is incredible. What is this happening? He straight away rushes to the king and tells him, your son has died, have you heard that? King says, oh, has he died? Oh, fine. Otherwise also, life is just like a tree. We are birds. We come on the tree. We stay there overnight and early morning we fly off. So this son of mine has fled. That's fine. He says he is a hard-hearted man. Let me rush to the queen. Queen must be soft. The sage goes to the queen and says, you heard your son has died. She says, the world is a caravanserai. We come here, stay overnight. This is a motel, this is a hotel. We stay here and next day we go away. Check out. That's fine, he has died. The sage is flabbergasted. He says, now the only one person is remaining. And she will get affected, definitely. His wife. Let me go to him. And he tells his wife, your husband has died. And here nobody is affected because of such a deep, painful news. What do you say? Wife says, look, husband and wife, they are two logs of wood. And life is a river. They go together for some time. But one day or other, they have to part ways. It is possible that the half of the river goes that way, half river will go this way. So, my husband, who was a prince, now he has gone another way. I will have to go another way. After all, we both will meet in ocean one day. The sage is extremely happy, in fact, inside, to see that everyone in this kingdom is free from attachment. Nobody is crying, nobody is bewailing, moaning, nothing. But then he says, let me taste that prince also, who is there in the forest waiting for me. So he comes rushing and running to the forest and says, have you heard, O prince? Your kingdom has been annexed by another king and everybody has been driven and there is so much sorrow and suffering. Everywhere there is loot. Have you heard that? Somebody has overpowered your father and he has been reduced to tatters. All the females have been in captivity. What do you say? The prince says, everything is bubble. He says, everything is bubble, flimsy, superficial. When are you going to initiate me? Don't waste your time on this trifle matters. Let's come to the point. Let's come on the anvil, the agenda. I have come here to know the truth. Tell me the, teach me truths. Sage says, you already know the truth. What should I teach you? So this story we have heard many times, time and again. In Murlis, Baba says, conquer attachment. Be like this Mohajit, the king who conquered attachment, the kingdom who conquered attachment, the wife who conquered attachment, the brother, the sister, the maid, the subjects, everyone who conquered attachments. It doesn't mean that when you conquer attachment, you become dry, hard, crude, rude, unrelenting, or emotionless person. No. The real journey of life starts with love. And love has no business with attachment. Attachment is blockages of energy, is blocking of energy, is blockage of energy. Love is release of energy. Attachment makes you a prisoner. You are entrapped, ensnared in the prison, while love is liberty. It is absolute liberty. It's freedom. You don't possess anyone. In attachment, person becomes object. You want to possess them. Love frees them. Attachment is gross body consciousness. Love is soul consciousness. Attachment is grounding. Attachment grounds you. Attachment keeps you down. Love makes you fly. This is a very, very subtle difference. Where attachment ends and where love starts. Sometimes, many people think of their attachment as love. For love, physical being is not necessary. For attachment, person should be there. If that person goes away physically, attachment suffers. Attachment breeds, feeds on body. Attachment is to become body. Love is to be free from body. Love has nothing to do with body. Love is a state of total independence. Love is the stage of trustee, non-ownership. So Baba says, become Mohajit like this. How to become that? How to get rid of all the attachments? And the journey should become very smooth. Otherwise it is, if you think of destroying attachment, it is so painful. But unless and until you undergo what labor pains of detachment, non-attachment, the baby of spirituality, the baby of love will not be delivered. So, how to get rid of it? Yes. First, accept that there is attachment. Many people are not ready to accept. They call their attachment as love. There's a grammatical mistake. They need to change their grammar. They are calling love. They are calling their attachment as love. The noun here is attachment, but they are using noun as love. So there is an English grammatical mistake. Spiritual grammar. Accept that there is attachment. Second, look at the disadvantages of that attachment. The flip side of that attachment. How this attachment is disturbing me, troubling me. How every moment of pain and suffering, you send a message to somebody, no reply. You are attached, so you are disturbed. Why no reply? And when you get to know that the other person is replying to other people, but not to me, it's absolutely insulting. You give gift to somebody and that person gives away the gift to the third person. And you had got that gift with lot of love. Or you have given gift to some person and that person keeps it there. And in front of your eyes, after 2 days, that person is giving that gift to third person. So attachment turns into repulsion. Rag turns into dvesh. Like turns into dislike. Now you go to the other end. Earlier you were attached to some person, but then now he is your hardcore enemy. You just want to destroy that person. You love, they were mad in love, but you don't get the love, you want to destroy that person. That is another part of the love. That actually not love, attachment. It's an infatuation. It is just crush. So, the second thing is find out the disadvantages. Third, convert that attachment into spiritual love. Towards, change the direction. Let it get converted into spiritual love. What else? And how to convert it into, two persons are there. Till now they are sharing things of body consciousness. Now let them share things of gyan. Till now they are discussing things of moving out somewhere and eating together and all that. Now let them discuss knowledge. Let them sit in meditation together. So that the attachment is broken and turns into spiritual love. Now convert it. Change the form. Change the direction. So that is another way. What else? How do you destroy attachment? Change food. Without change of food, attachment cannot be broken. Because the greatest attachment is food addiction. It's deep in the subconscious mind. When you make an attack there, automatically all your attachments go down. Because a person who has changed his diet cannot remain friends with those people who are eating the food which he is not eating. Because that friendship cannot stay for a long time. Because our great bond of friendship is food. Once you change the food, you cannot remain friends with those people. The boyfriends and girlfriends change. food has got such a tremendous impact on the personality. You cannot remain friends with those people. If you are attached to somebody, change your food. You don't feel like to talk with that person or to be with that person. Automatic detachment happens. So food change is one of the way to become nashtomoha. What else? How can you become? Physical distancing. Okay. Move away. Out of sight is out of mind. Remove that thing from you. If you keep that thing, you will be tempted. Somebody dies and his all things are scattered, littered around. And people look at those things and get happy. Oh, his pen. Oh, his this, his mobile, his books, his handwriting, and this and that. Remove everything, all memories. Mm-hmm. So physical distancing, psychological distancing. Attaching more with nature. Seek silence, seek solitude. Increase love of God more. The more the love of God, the less the human beings you would like to be with. The more this divine love increases in the heart, the more the churning of knowledge, the more the understanding, the more the maturity and more stability happens in you. So it's all in the mind. And past is past. It's gone. It is dead now. Forget it. Move towards the higher goal. Remember your, what is your aim of life? Baba has told so many times, this is where you have to reach. Where you will not remember anybody except me. So the preparation for that begins now. And what have you got by remembering these people? And each one of those will deceive you. Brutus, you too? Everyone is a Brutus here. You too. You also did that. You are my friend. I trusted you so much. I accept that this Casca and other envious Casca, they deceived me. But you? So everyone is Brutus in disguise. One day they will show their real colors. So, trust one alone. None but one. So, this is the story of Mohajit. When you become Mohajit, you really know what is truth, satyam. You know what is real Shivam, and you really achieve that pure beauty, the beauty of non-attachment. Attachment is ugly. Attachment is black. Attachment is darkness. Attachment is black hole. It sucks your energy. Non-attachment is total, absolute freedom that leads you towards Sundaram. Om Shanti.